the last couple of weeks, we've been starting, going through a bit of a study of the Lord's Prayer. And last week, Pastor Mike looked at the simple word of our, and we looked at what sort of that meant. And so this morning, we're going to look at the word Father. And I promise we'll go a little faster than this going forward. It's not just one word at a time. Okay? It's not a year-long study of the Lord's Prayer. It's just a couple months. Okay? So our Father, that's sort of our focus this morning. And I kind of find it interesting that our Lord Jesus starts his prayer that way. That Jesus basically says that if you are a follower of me, that I want you to refer to your Creator. And we had a great reminder this morning of God being our Creator through that video. That God who is in heaven, he is your Father. Jesus is saying, I want you to refer to him as your Father because he is a Father to you. And actually, chapter 6 in the book of Matthew, through the first, 18 verses, there are 10 times that Jesus uses that term or analogy or whatever you want to call it of Father, that God is your Father. And that really brings an incredible identity to us, that he is your Father. He's not some impersonal being, that he's not way up there and he's almighty and you can't sort of connect with him, or that he's sort of like this impersonal being, sort of like Santa Claus or something like that, that, you know, you're just, if you're nice, I'll bring you good things kind of a thing. But rather, he is your Father. He's tuned into you and he knows you. But he's also not something else. He's not sort of this larger-than-life sort of jumbotron version of your earthly dad. And I know for some of us, just even the idea of our own earthly fathers maybe doesn't leave such a great feeling with us, that maybe we didn't have great experiences with our own dads. And you think, if God is your Father, you know what, I don't really kind of want any part of that because that's not a great picture for me. And I'm sorry if that has been your experience. You know, it's actually quite humbling when you think about it. As a dad, you realize that in a way, Scripture kind of shows us or points us to a certain degree that kids, our kids, my kids, are going to have an image of God that's shaped by me. And that's quite a humbling feeling. That's quite a humbling thought. As a father. God, however, is not your earthly father. He's not some mystic being or whatever. He is your perfect heavenly Father. And that's what Scripture speak of. 1 John chapter 3 says this, that see what great love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God. And that is what we are. That he is our dad and we belong to him. That there was, I'm reminded of this story of a preacher who was doing the same thing that we are doing, going through the Lord's Prayer, teaching his congregation about it. And he had a son, a young son, and they were practicing it together because on a Sunday they were going to recite the Lord's Prayer together. And so they're beginning and reciting the Lord's Prayer, and then the child could kind of be heard above everyone else saying, "Our Father in heaven, I know you know my name." And it's not the right words, but the preacher froze, kind of thinking, you know what, that's the point. God does know my name. He knows your name. And all throughout life, really, we are given all kinds of labels. We label people, you label people, I know I label people, and we kind of maybe don't give them the benefit of the doubt or of who they really are, and we kind of, you know, classify people. And sometimes we do it to ourselves, sometimes we label ourselves, and oftentimes we label other people. But the thing about labels is generally they're very negative. And really, Jesus is making a point here saying, no, your label is child. God is your father, your dad, you are his kid. You know, how different would our prayer life be if we kind of grew deeper and deeper into that sort of roots of really who we are? Hebrews 4:16 says, let us then approach God's throne of grace with confidence so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. And really, The point this morning really is that we are a child of God, that you are a son of His, you are a daughter of His, and we can approach that throne, come to God, our Father, because we are His children. And that's who we are coming to when we come to the Lord in prayer, our Father. So let's read the Lord's Prayer together. And this morning we're going to read from the New International Reader's Version. I didn't put it in my notes, so I'm going to turn and look as well. So let's pray this together. Our Father in heaven, may your name be honored. May your kingdom come. May what you want to happen be done on earth as it is done in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, just as we also have forgiven those who sin against us. Keep us from falling into sin when we are tempted. Save us from the evil one. Thank you.